Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. 3, 2, 1. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the post-Father's Day edition, the pre-J6 continuation of live hearings. I got my little buddy by my side. Dominic, how you doing, man?
Hey, Crudy, I'm fantastic. Good to see you, Evan, our fair audience. Happy Monday to us all. It's going to be a huge week. I'm so excited.
Well, it is going to be a very big week, I suspect, on many levels. And you can always be a part of this very big show on many levels. 844-967-2789. I prefer when you call. But, Dom, I want to start this hour. The January 6th restarts tomorrow high noon, at least Central Time. We're going to play it right here on these radio stations, at least the ones we control. Devil Radio in Madison, the Shaw in Milwaukee, Waukesha. And, you know, the hearings are going to bring more attention on the seditionist conspiracy to violently try to overthrow, through coup d'etat, try to overthrow the government.
A seven-step plan to overthrow the government.
Well, and Dominic, I would say these hearings have been relatively effective. We've seen some of the numbers. The numbers are going up.
Yes.
The American people want prosecutions. Even, depending on your point of view, sadly, or even, 1 in 5 Republicans.
Which
feel
is
like
still
the
not
former
enough.
No, of course not. 90% of Democrats believe that Trump deserves prosecution. I mean, we're not even done with the hearings.
Well, hell, we're not even halfway done with the hearings. That is a great, great stat.
Well, Dominic, we've got the Tuesday hearings going off at noon. You know, it may affect our lineup, but we'll be live at 3 giving you the post-game coverage. And then Thursday, Dom, we'll do it again. And I'll be checking in from the 3rd CD of the great state of Wisconsin, where the lead Republican was an insurrectionist, Derek Van Orden. And do you see the Republicans they're doing there? You know, they're launching in Onalaska, which, as you well know, is an outskirt of La Crosse. They're launching an election integrity, like, scaminar, close to the media.
You got to pay to get in. Close to the media.
Close to the media. But they're doing it in conjunction, you know, sort of counter-programming the Democratic Party convention. So anyways, that's to be looked forward to. I'll be at the convention next Saturday. We'll bring you special coverage right here on Devil Radio and the Shaw. And, you know, Thursday, Dom, post J6 hearing, I'll be talking to you from the 3rd CD where Derek Van Orden, insurrectionist, coup, you know, what do you call him? You know, coup adjacent, and nominee for the Republican Party for Congress. You know, it's a scary party, Dom. You and I, we're coming on the air today. We talked about it. It's scary. It's getting scary out there. Violent.
It's getting scarier. Just a quick one here. Mehdi Hasan from MSNBC tweeted out, and I thought it's pertinent. Let me just share briefly, just to put some context to how bat crap crazy this Republican Party is becoming. As Hasan writes, in the past 72 hours, the ex-GOP president has promised to pardon insurrectionists if reelected. A GOP Senate candidate has incited violence in a campaign ad, and the largest state GOP party has rejected Biden's election victory. It is an extremist group now, not a normal party. And I absolutely concur. We've come to this conclusion some time ago that there is no GOP as it was. This is now the fringe has taken over. They are a fringe party. They are an extremist group party. That is exactly what they are.
Dom, I did reference the fact that the Republican Party of the great state of Texas, as part of their party platform plank, has rejected the 2020 election and gay people. because they also basically made part of their platform that they think, you know, being gay is abnormal and, you know, no place for gays here in the Republican Party. Eric Reitens, I also played that ad.
It is just
rhino hunting season,
right on right violence, man. And, you know, once they take each other out, you know, they're going to come for the rest of us. Right. I mean, Kinzinger is out there, the Republican on the J6 committee, one of the two Republicans, saying this violence is going to continue. Did you see the letter that was sent to him and his family?
I was going to go there next.
Well, we can go.
Coverage here. Republican Adam Kinzinger. My party has utterly failed the American people.
Oh, yes.
Let me read. Discussing bomb threats, recently called into his home, Rep. Adam Kinzinger, Republican from Illinois, one of two Republicans in the U.S. House Select Committee on the J6 attack, told ABC's This Week that my party, Republicans, not Grudy's party, Kinzinger's party, has utterly failed the American people at truth. Yes, they have. It makes me sad, but it's a fact. Kinzinger's comment came as This Week host George Stephanopoulos asked Kinzinger why in a recent poll only 20% of Republicans said that the former President Donald Trump should be prosecuted for his role in inciting the Capitol riots. The same poll found that 90% of Democrats and 60% of all American voters felt that Trump should be prosecuted. Well, that's a filibuster-proof majority right there, Dom. It is leadership, lack of leadership in the Republican Party, Kinzinger explained. And we've got some sound we're going to play for you, our fair audience. Stay put. If you have people that you don't trust what they hear on the media and they don't trust what they hear from certain leaders, everybody has people they trust and where they get their information. The whole segment of leaders that Republican voters trust. If you're going to stand up to these people and lie to him and tell him Donald Trump's right, the election was stolen, we could have no doubt that 80% of the country is going to believe what their leaders are saying. Well, I don't believe it. I mean, if Joe Biden had lost in the Electoral College and Joe Biden was out there screaming, rigged election, I'd have said no.
No, I don't believe you, Joe.
A little bit more from him. I've never seen or had anything like that, he added. It was sent from the local area. The bomb threat against him, his wife, and the five-month-old child. He also said he expects threats of violence to increase leading into the 2024 presidential as Trump supporters have gained control of political positions that will enable them to contest or sabotage the next election's results. We've got some sound of Kinzinger. Going to need your help, Evan, here. Let's play it for the people. Cut number 10, Rep. Kinzinger from Illinois, talking about the topic of the J6.
In an American democracy, how we've been raised to believe, how we were formed, you know, if you truly believe the deep state owned the election and the democracy was stolen and the election was stolen, that's the most logical outcome.
We use this courtesy of ABC. More from Kinzinger. Cut 11, please.
If you're going to stand in front of those people and lie to them and tell them Donald Trump's right, the election was stolen, because that has you give me $20 when I send you the next email, or it's way easier for my primary election, we can have no doubt that 80% of the country is going to believe what their leaders are saying.
So, Dominic, do you think this financial component is going to play a bigger role as the J6 goes on and perhaps the prosecutions as well? Because that is... that's just pure fraud.
Yeah, I mean, wire fraud.
You can say you won.
Absolutely.
But you can't
certainly
fundraise on a fraudulent premise.
$250 million, at least $250 million that, you know, Trump has, you know, fraudulently obtained. Yes, I think that should absolutely be a part of it. How could it not be? There's so many tentacles to the wrongdoing of Donald Trump. And literally everything he touches turns to crap.
$250 million worth of self-dealing. That's a lot of self-dealing. More of Adam Kinzinger. My party fails at truth. Cut 12.
If you're not willing to tell people the truth in America, you shouldn't run for Congress. Like, go do something else. But this should be a position where you can tell the hard truth. And unfortunately, my party has utterly failed the American people at truth.
Yes, they have. Have you listened to any of the righty-whitey talk radio hosts of late? Or maybe the Fox News commentators? They are creating their own truthiness, their own environment, their own
they're predisposed to it. You know, I mean, if you look, in my opinion, of some of these, you know, hard right Christian nationalist types, when they get their hard right Christian nationalist Congress folks telling them these lies, it is. I mean, look at the grift, man. It's an easy mark. People, $250 million, and you still support the man? You are an easy mark. And in some respects, you kind of don't blame Trump. All you got to do is hit send on an email, and they send you money. But there are true repercussions. People are dying, and we're fighting now for our democracy.
Let's not forget, 80% of Republicans don't think Trump should be prosecuted. Just 20% do. Cut lucky 13 if you would, Evan. Adam Kinziger.
How do I explain it? Is leadership, lack of leadership in the Republican Party.
More from Kinziger. Cut 14, please.
This threat that came in, it was mailed to my house. We got it a couple days ago, and it threatens to execute me as well as my wife and 5-month-old child.
And the GOP lies. They're inspiring violence. More from Kinziger. Cut 15, please.
There is violence in the future, I'm going to tell you. And until we get a grip on telling people the truth, we can't expect any differently.
Let's sneak at least one more in here. Evan, cut 16, please.
2024 is going to be a mess. And wake up, America. Wake up, Republicans, because this is not going to be good for you if you think it is.
You know, Adam Kinziger is going to, be the closer for the J6 hearings, my understanding. He's going to be the guy that does the final presentation, prime time. Now, they haven't told us when that one will play out. But the J6 hearings, they recommence tomorrow at noon Central Time. History playing out on the radio. Of course, you can stream it or whatever. But we prefer when you play it on the radio, right here on Devil Radio and the Shaw. And we've got some more sound of Kinziger. And perhaps, perhaps some regrets. Maybe, strategically, the Republicans F this one up.
Bad. No regrets, baby. No regrets.
Come back with us. Devil's Advocates Radio Show. You know, we do nothing but tell the truth. It's always the truth.
Always.
Nothing but the truth.
Always.
You can't even handle the truth. Well, talking to you, Big Ugly, and a few of our conservative friends. More Devil's Advocates talking to all of you. Join us on the phone. Style us up. 844-967-2789.